This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States will reopen its embassy in Ukraine soon, its top diplomat said on Monday after he and the U.S. Defense Secretary visited Kiev, promising more military aid and hailing its success in pushing back Russia's invasion. Both Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the fact that they were able to come to Ukraine's capital was proof of its tenacity in forcing Moscow to abandon an assault on Kiev last month. Blinken, a day later in Poland Monday, praised Ukraine's achievement, quote, in pushing back this horrific Russian aggression.
Russia is failing. Ukraine is succeeding. Russia has sought as its principal aim to totally subjugate Ukraine, to take away its sovereignty, to take away its independence. That has failed. It sought to assert the power of its military and its economy. We, of course, are seeing just the opposite.
Russia has unleashed a string of attacks on crucial infrastructure throughout Ukraine, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Whilst the heaviest fighting in recent days has concentrated around Ukraine's eastern front, the attacks struck far behind the front line of that offensive. Ukrainian railway authorities said five railway facilities in central and western Ukraine were hit, including a missile attack near the western city of Lviv. Russia's defense ministry confirmed that the Russian military also destroyed an oil refinery in Kremenchuk in central Ukraine, along with fuel depots there. The ministry also confirmed that a total of 56 Ukrainian targets were destroyed overnight. I'm Karen Chamas.
The two-month-old war has killed or injured thousands, reduced towns and cities to rubble, and sent more than 5 million people fleeing abroad. Find more on our website, voanews.com.